弟兄姊妹们，主日平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters, on this Lord's Day.
大家新年好。
I'd like to wish you a good new year.
我们在今天的圣餐之前有一个特别的典礼。
Before we partake in the Holy Communion today, we have a special ceremony.
我们知道我们教会有我们教会的牧者长老执事。
We know that in the church we have the pastoral staff, we have the elders, we have the deacons.
他们不是高高在上。
They are not supreme, they are not superior.
而是做众人的仆人。
But that they are the servants to all.
来谦卑的同心来带领我们的教会，服侍我们的教会。
To humbly lead the church, to serve the church.
那么首先我们先把我们的投影打出来这是肖蒙弟兄帮我们制作非常的漂亮。
And so if you could first show the PowerPoint that has been prepared by our brother Daniel, who has made it very beautiful.
来看一下我们教会的我们的信徒领袖众人的仆人。
That we can come and see who our leaders are.
我们先看照片，然后等一下我们会有领袖公约。
Later on, we are going to look into the leadership covenant, but first let us look at some of the images.
这是我们教会的现在是德恩堂的牧长。
And right now, these are the shepherds for CCMC Durham.
但是我们德恩堂和凯瑞堂大家注意，我们仍然是同一个我们的牧养团，我们的教牧团。所以应该还有学东长老也是我们的牧养团的成员，还有我们两边的指挥主席王新弟兄和肖蒙弟兄。
But we understand that under the bigger banner of CCMC, we have one unified shepherding team. So it would also include Elder Tennyson, and we will also have the deacon board chairs from both congregations. One is Brother Daniel, and the other is Brother Jimmy.
下面是我们执事们。
Later here we see the photos of our deacons.
有没有哪一位能够很快的发现一个规律？
Any of you are able to spot a pattern?
昨天的树发弟兄非常厉害，很快就指出来所有的这个 wife 都在右边丈夫都在左边。
Our deacon Shufa was very sharp. He very quickly point out how.The wives are always on the left-hand side, and the husbands always on the right in the photos.
那我们这九位执事当中，有一位是今年我们教会新任的执事。
Of the nine deacons, we have one who is new on board.
就是李丰桥弟兄。
And that would be Brother George.
所以，首先我们请李丰桥弟兄到前面来。我们有一个领袖的公约。
So right now, I'd like to invite Brother George to come forward as we have a leadership covenant. If you could show the leadership covenant.
弟兄姊妹们，我们同心来见证，请李丰桥弟兄在神和人面前，我们一同来立约。
So now let us witness, Brother George establishing this covenant before men, before God.
作为主基督耶稣教会的领袖，我们在神和人面前立志，愿靠主恩典。真诚尽力做到对主忠诚舍己背负十架凡事尊主为大对圣经主全备的话语忠诚每日灵修读经祷告亲近神活出圣经的真理和教训对神的家及主的身体教会忠诚委身于本教会的各项聚会并谦卑服侍侍奉 做众会友的领袖和榜样，对自己的配偶忠诚，以主的爱和真理建造管理自己的家庭，远离色情、酒精、毒品、赌博、烟草等一切污秽，凡事为圣，分别为圣，在教会内外做基督徒生活的楷模。在十一奉献上忠心，在对金钱的态度和使用上做神托付的好管家，活出神的大爱与圣灵的果子，关爱失丧灵魂，领人做主门徒，在广传福音上做众会友的模范。
下面我们请所有的我们的执事们都到台上来，与李丰桥弟兄来并肩站立。
Now I'd like to invite all deacons to come forward, and we'll stand in the single file.
允许我为我们的执事们来祷告。
Now please allow me to pray over our deacons.
亲爱的主，我们同心来到您的面前。
Now, dear Lord, we come before you with one heart.
为我们在台上的每一位执事，也包括在网上我们一同来聚会的我们的执事、我们的长老、我们的领袖们来献上祷告。
I'm praying for all our pastors, our elders, our deacons, whether in person or online.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，您在众人当中来选立我们这些弟兄来做教会的领袖。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, you have appointed this role of brothers to be leaders for all.
更是做众人的仆人。
And to be servants of all.
效法主耶稣基督的榜样。
In imitation of Christ.
谦卑服侍。
To serve humbly.
舍己来为众人。
To be sacrificial for the good of all.
高举荣耀恩主。
To lift up and to exalt the gracious Lord.
至死忠于主你自己至圣的正道。
That unto death will be faithful.To the truth of the Lord.
主你帮我们分别再分别。
Lord, we thank you that you set us apart. You set us apart.
让我们做圣徒的榜样。
That we can be the examples of the saints.
求主保守我们这些平信徒的领袖，能够在人前人后对主尽忠。
That we pray that these leaders will be exemplary, whether in the sight of men or not.
在我们工作的岗位上面，
that where we've been appointed to work,
在我们的家庭当中，
that in our families,
在我们的婚姻关系上面，
in our marriages,
我们都竭力保守自己的圣洁，
that we would put in all effort to safeguard our holiness,
让人看到我们就像看到主耶稣基督一样，
that as people see us, they see Christ.
我们知道我们有很多的不完全，
we know that we, our flaws are many.
在主面前常常有亏欠。
That we fall short before our Lord.
求主保守我们众位执事，我们所有的长职，在服事的时候能够永远尊主为大。
We pray that our elders and our deacons will always regard the Lord as great.
在神在人面前谦卑虚己。
That before God and before man will humble ourselves.
带头的摆上。
That we will lead in when we lift up our sacrifice.
委身主的教会。
That we will commit ourselves to the church of the Lord.
在这个弯曲悖谬黑暗的时代当中。
That in this dark, perverted, and corrupted world.
成为教会的守望者。
That we will be the watchmen for the church.
成为众弟兄姊妹的帮助者。
That we will become helpers to our brothers and sisters.
求主大大祝福我们每一位的领袖。
Oh Lord, may you greatly bless each and every of our leaders.
祝福他们的配偶亲人。
That you bless their spouses and their families.
让他们的家庭蒙福。
That their respective families will receive blessings.
让他们的家成为主你自己荣耀的灯塔。
Their respective homes will be such a glorious light.
美好的见证。
Wonderful testimonies.
让我们全体的会友
that for all the congregations
也成为他们的支持
will be their support
为他们代祷
to pray for them
也顺服教会领袖的带领
and to be obedient to the guidance of the church leaders
大家彼此谦卑
that there is mutual humility
同心合意
that there is oneness in hearts
携手同心走天路
that together we will walk the path toward heaven
让我们的恩主得到一切当得的荣耀
that our gracious Lord will receive all glory
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
by the name of Jesus Christ
阿们
Amen.
Amen. 感谢主我们大家一起鼓掌好吗等一下就请关小虎弟兄和李松桥弟兄来服侍圣餐亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
使徒保罗说
Apostle Paul said
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的
What I relate to you the night has been passed on from me to you from the Lord
就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜
that on the night that Christ was betrayed
拿起饼来祝谢了就掰开说
that he took the bread gave thanks and he broke it and said
这是我的身体为你们舍的
this is my body broken for you
你们应当如此行为的是纪念我
do this in remembrance of me
饭后主也照样拿起杯来说这杯是用我的血所立的新约
And after the supper, he did the same, taking the cup and said, This is the blood of the new covenant.
你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
That whenever you drink of this, you are to remember me.
你们每逢吃着饼和着杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
That whenever we drink this bread, drink the cup and eat of the bread, it is to say that the Lord did die by his coming again.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼和主的杯就是干饭主的身主的血了
But whoever does not eat in such remembrance will be doing it in a way that is offensive to the Lord
人应当自己省察然后吃这饼喝这杯
That we are to self-examine and we are then to eat of the bread and drink of the cup
因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体就是吃喝自己的罪了
Because if weEat and drink without knowing that this is the Lord's body that we have eat and drink unto our own sins.
我们首先请两位执事请关小虎弟兄为这饼献上祷告，然后请李丰桥弟兄为这杯献上祷告。祷告之后，我们请大家一位一位来领圣餐。我们先在主的面前安静默祷认罪，然后请两位执事来祷告。
We're firstbe in a time of quiet meditation and we will invite Deacon Tiger as well as Deacon George to lead us in prayer for the bread and cup after which we will come up to the front or at least those in present and collect the elements
恩主耶稣，我们真是满心感谢你。
O gracious Lord Jesus, we thank you in the fullness of heart.
你是生命的粮。
That you are the living bread.
我们感谢你为我们的罪破碎你的身体。
We thank you that for our sins you have your body broken.
虽然我们是不配的。
Even though we're undeserving.
但是靠着你的恩典，我们可以归回你的名下。
That by your grace we can again come under your name.
求你让我们有这样的心来纪念你所为我们付上的牺牲。
Oh Lord, may you grant us this heart such that we will remember your sacrifice.
我们感谢你这样救赎的恩典。
We thank you for this grace of salvation.
求你祝福，这是我们所要领的饼和杯。
We pray that you will bless this bread and cup that we will partake.
用你自己的身体和你的血来洁净我们。
That your body and your blood will cleanse us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
By the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
亲爱的阿爸父神
，Our loving Heavenly Father，
这杯是你爱子的宝血
，This cup is the blood of your beloved Son，
为我们罪人舍的
，It has been bled for us sinners。
我们在领受这杯的时候，我们思念自己的罪孽过犯
，As we receive this cup， we remember our sins， our rebellions。
是何等的大
that how great are our transgressions
但是主你的怜悯你的大爱比任何都大
but your mercy and your love are greater
你拣选了我们也洗净了我们
you have chosen us and you have cleansed us
求主今天求主你来祝福这杯
Lord may you bless this cup this day
也建立与我们所立的约
and you will affirm the covenant that we've established
在我们领受这杯的时候
that as we receive this cup
我们也要思念主你与我们所立的约
that we'll contemplate, ponder over this covenant that you have with us
让我们坚定地能够跟随你
that we can follow you
在这个弯曲悖逆的时代
That in this perverted and rebellious day,
让我们走在正途上
that we will walk on a path that is straight.
在这个黑暗的时代，让我们如明光照耀
that even though the days are dark, we will be as if light.
主啊，求你饶恕我们，祝福我们，引领我们。
Lord, may you forgive us, may you bless us, may you guide us.
我们这样的祈求祷告不配。是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
This we pray, even though in an unworthy manner, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
今天我们在现场弟兄姊妹不少啊，我们请大家按照国战之师的啊指挥，我们一个 section 一个 section 的来领我们的饼杯。我们在网络上的弟兄姊妹，请您在音乐声当中来安静，等一下我们会一同来领饼杯。
For those present, if you could follow the instructions by Deacon Casey to come up and collect the communion elements, and for all, let us continue to be in reflection and meditation in the sound of music.
弟兄姊妹们，请首先撕开薄薄的这一层薄膜，拿出这片无酵饼，让我们一同站立。
Brothers and sisters, let us stand and let us first remove this thin film and take out the wafer.
你手中这片无酵饼象征着圣洁无瑕的身体，为你我破碎。
That this wafer without yeast is representative of our Lord's body broken for us.
我们同心来领用。
Let us receive this bread.
他是主。
He is Lord.
他是主。他是主，他是胜过死亡又复活的主，万膝当跪拜，万口当称颂，耶稣基督是主。饭后主也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用他的血所立的新约。
At the close of the supper, he too took the cup, and he said, "This is the blood of the new covenant."
我们轻轻地揭开 tab.
Let us now gently remove the tab.
我们一同来领用这杯中的葡萄汁。
And let us now drink of this cup. 他是主。
He is Lord. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. May all the children of God say,Amen.
但愿神的儿女说 Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
还要请弟兄姊妹再次站立，我们来同心共读主的话语。
I'd like to now ask our brothers and sisters to again stand, such that we will read the Lord's words.
让我们先读中文，再读英文。
We'll first read it in Mandarin and then in English.
让我们从章节开始读，请马太福音十六章十五到十九节。耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。”我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。Matthew chapter 16, verse 15 through 19. He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God."Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood does not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
愿神祝福每一位共读他话语的人。
May the Lord bless any and all who read his word.
建造教会。
Build up the church.
这是我们今天正道的题目。
This is the title of our sermon today.
也是我们今年教会的主题。
It will be the theme for our church this year.
也是我们教会使命的重要组成部分。
And it is also a crucial aspect, a crucial part of our church mission.
这一段教会牧养团、教牧团开会。
We had a shepherding team meeting a while ago.
我们确立了教会的使命。
And we've confirmed the mission of the church.
有这五个方面。
That there are these five aspects.
首先，教会要领人归主。
That we're to lead people to the Lord.
我们要代代相传。
That we're to make disciples through generations.
我们要持守圣经。
That we're to exalt and abide by the Bible.
我们要建立教会。
That we're to build up the church.
Last but not least.
当然还有，
我们要荣耀基督。
That we are to glorify Christ.
我想这个是每一个教会的使命。
I think this is the mission for every church.
这当然也是我们 CCMC 的使命。
And this is the mission for CCMC.
那么从今年开始，2021到2025年。
And between 20 from this year, starting from this year, between 2021 to 2025.
我们每年会以一项使命为我们教会的主题。
That we'll look into one aspect of these five and have that be established as our annual theme.
希望五年下来
，such that over the course of 5 years,
让我们能够把我们教会从主所领受的、神所传递给众圣徒的这样一个使命，我们能够深化在我们的脑海和我们的心中。
That we can imprint into our souls of this.Five aspects of the church mission that the Lord has given us.
从而也让我们教会各方面的事工
such that for all the ministries of our church,
我们的意向
that our vision,
我们的各方面的侍奉策略
that all our different ministry strategies,
我们的价值的体系
that the system of our values,
都能够反映我们教会的使命
that these are going to be reflective of the mission of the church.
也让我们把我们有限的力量
That even though our strength is limited,
能够集中起来
that it will be focused and concentrated.
把我们大家的看见能够聚焦在从主的领受上面
that our focus will be on what we've received from the Lord.
让教会能够建立得更加的强壮
that the church will be strengthened,
更加的合主的心意
that will be pleasing to the Lord.
所以今年我们第一年我们的主题就是建造教会
So for us, we'll start off with build up the church.
请大家要注意
Please note,
这个建造教会不是单单说我们在凯瑞那边职堂，所以我们要建造教会。
The building up of the church is not simply because we are now having a congregation in Cary.
每一个教会都要来不断的建造，对不对啊
？Every church is to be built up, isn't that right?
有哪一个教会说我们已经建造完成了
？Is there a church that says, "Well, we're work done"?
我们已经完工了
，that we're finished.
现在我们可以献礼了
，and now we are able to have a dedication ceremony.
还没有到那个时候
We're not quite there yet.
我们都不完全
That we are imperfect.
我们都在一个 construct 都在一个建造的过程当中
We are also in work in progress.
也谢谢弟兄姊妹们的耐心
I'd like to thank brothers and sisters for your patience.
我们知道这句话实际上是 Ruth Graham 刻在他墓碑上的那样的话
We know that this is an engraving on the tombstone of Ruth Graham.
就是格菲里牧师的夫人
And that's the wife of Billy Graham.
End of construction, thanks for your patience.
我的建造终于结束，感谢你给我的耐心。
所以让我们的教会，我们在主的里面继续，我们来好好的建造。
So we pray and that we will continue to construct within the Lord's church.
我们在西凯瑞职堂。
That we have an assembly now in West Cary.
也给我们德恩堂，给我们德恩堂的众同工弟兄姊妹，实际上一个很好的机会，同时也是挑战。
This is such an opportunity as well as a challenge for us here in Durham.
让我们建造我们的教会。
That we'll build up the church.
我们也是同心两个堂一同来建造我们的 CCMC。
That together with the two congregations will build up CCMC。
我最近听到很多弟兄姊妹的分享。
I've heard many sharings from brothers and sisters。
我们实在是感谢神。
That we want to praise and thank the Lord。
在这样一个疫情当中。
That during this pandemic。
神引领我们。
God guided us。
在西凯瑞之堂。
That we planted a church in West Cary。
我们刚刚众弟兄姊妹一同来印证一同来参与我们也在西凯瑞在 APEX 那个地方我们买下一个四亩多的土地还有上面的这个建筑
And together as the congregations we are able to witness this property that God has given us
这样一个见证我们把一切荣耀归给神
That this testimony is lifted in glory to God
实际上也在我们整个的我们三角地区众信徒众教会和华人当中已经成为一个美好的见证了
And this has already begun to be a wonderful testimony amongst the Chinese churches within this Research Triangle area
我们下个礼拜或者在这个礼拜当中我们就会有一个好消息要报告给弟兄姊妹们
Sometime in this coming week we do have a good news for our brothers and sisters
好的，现在我们来回到我们今天的信息内容当中。
And so to return to the message for today，
首先我们来思想到底什么是教会。
We have to consider what is the church。
第一点呢，我们今天只是简单的讲，因为我们后面还有专门一讲叫做认识教会。
Today we are going to touch on it briefly because we do have another sermon that's planned and that's titled to know the church。
但是我们今天还是要提
But we're still going to have to make mention
何为教会或者我们也可以问谁是教会
So the question is what is the church or who is the church
为什么这么说呢
Why do we say this
因为教会可不是只是一个物理的存在一个 building
So when we are talking about the church it's not just a material existence it's not just a building
有的时候礼拜天下午接到弟兄姊妹的电话
So sometimes I receive phone calls from our brothers and sisters.
牧师啊，你还在不在教会呀、啊、
？So are you still at church?
我的圣经忘在教会里面来了。
I've left my Bible in the church.
我现在就来教会拿。
So can I come over now and pick it up?
教会的门开不开
？Is the door of the church open?
每句话都没错啊，弟兄姊妹都没有错的，可以这么说的。
So there is no error in each of the statements that was mentioned.
因为我们已经约定俗成了这样讲。
And because we have already habitually understood what it means.
但是所有这每一句话里面，好像这个教会就指的是这个地点、这个建筑、这个 building.
Yet at the same time, we recognize that in each of the mention of the word church, it refers to the building.
刚好半年以前。
So about half a year ago.
七月初第一次的讲到和弟兄姊妹，我在这个台上和大家分享。
In July, when I was sharing with all of us,
我们讲到提摩太前书三章十五节。
什么？
我们讲提摩太，对不起，讲得太快。First Timothy, chapter 3, verse 15.
I was preaching from First Timothy, chapter 3, verse 15.
这家就是永生神的教会，真理的忠实和根基。
That this is the house of the Lord. We are the church. Is the bulwark of truth.
当时我们就有讲到这个教会在原文当中呢叫 Ecclesia
But at the same time we understand that the church in the original Greek is Ecclesia
那这个 Ecclesia 它是什么意思呢 Exit 就是出后面 Kaleo 有这个声音的意思
What does it mean is actually a compound word with ek which means going out and leo which refers to the calling
所以就是被神呼召出来的一群
And so together it means the assembly that has been called out.
教会是一群人。
That the church is a group of people.
是被神从这世界上分别为圣呼召出来的一群人。
That we have been called out from the world. This is the assembly of people.
所以教会绝不单单只是那个建筑。
And so the church is not only the building.
当这一群人在哪里聚集的时候
Whenever this assembly of people are gathering,
教会就在哪里
That's where the church is.
主的同在就在那里
That's where the presence of the Lord is.
主的灯台就在那里
And that's where the light of the Lord is.
当然另一方面我们也要讲得完全
On the other hand, we are to speak it more wholesomely.
有的时候大家也问啊，有的弟兄姊妹新搬来北卡就问，你们教会在哪里？
There are times where perhaps someone has just moved into the area, they'll ask, where's your church?
我们教会在这个地点或者在那个地点。
And so we'll speak specifically of a particular location.
这样讲没有问题。
There's also no problem in saying that.
你知道在这个国内有这种叫家庭教会。
We know that in mainland China, we have these house churches.
那么在国内呢，弟兄姊妹们因为遇到因着各方面的这种限制
，because of all the different restraints that the brothers and sisters in mainland China experience，
他们很想教会能够有一个恒产，有一个恒永久的一个地址。
They do wish that there is a permanent address to where their church is，
在那边能够来不受干扰的聚会。
That there can be no disturbance in terms of when they're meeting together。
但是没有办法被赶来赶去。
But they have no choice because they are chased from one place to another.
国内家庭教会的弟兄姊妹有一次到北美来。
So there was once the brothers and sisters from those house churches came over to the States.
那我接待这个国内教会的领袖来到我们教会。
And I've received some of these leaders and brought them to our church.
他一看到我们那个教堂。
When they saw the church building,
他们很感动。
They were very moved.
眼泪都快流下来了。
And tears were just waiting to burst.
如果要是我们在中国
they said, if we were in China,
能够有这么好的建筑
we can have such a wonderful building,
这么敞亮的这个大堂
that we could have a sanctuary that is so wide and so high,
我们来自由的敬拜
that we can freely worship,
不受限制的敬拜
to not be restrained,
是多么好啊
how wonderful that will be.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
其实我们看圣经当中加这个字。
Yeah, at the same time, if we look into the Bible and we look at the word home.
中文家英文里面 house, household, home, family.
So even though in Chinese, we've just one single word, in English, there's an expansion of the meanings of house, household, home, and family.
每个词实际上都有它不同的侧重点。
And each word has its different weight on a particular content.
教会绝对是一个家庭 family.
We know that the church is a family.
但是大家注意到吗
？At the same time, can you notice this?
我们大部分弟兄姊妹，或者有些弟兄姊妹以后也会买房子，对不对
？Maybe some of our brothers and sisters will have already have a house, or you may be purchasing a house sometime in the future.
你在去买房子的时候呢
？When you're going to buy a house,
你有没有注意到那个房地产经纪那个广告 ，Realtor 打那个广告，他是怎么说的？
You see what the realtor oftentimes put out as a tagline.
There's a beautiful house, and there's a beautiful home.
这里有一个美丽的家，也就是建筑，可是也是可以美丽的家，也就是家庭。
是说是 house 还是 home? 都是 home.
So there's house and there's home, but it's all home.
如果单单只是就是指一个建筑，一个 house 硬邦邦的，是不是很死板的在一个地方
？If you're only referring to the building, then it's very cold.
但是他强调的是什么呢
？But where's the emphasis?
你在这里安家。
Then this is where you're going to establish your home.
一个温暖的家。
A warm home.
A loving home 啊，一个 warm 一个有爱的一个家 home.
A home that is loving.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们的教会。
So brothers and sisters with our church.
我们很感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
一方面我们知道教会是弟兄姊妹的聚集
We know that the church is when brothers and sisters assemble and gather
这个 building 整个都没有了也没有关系
Even if we are to lose the building, it is fine
我们仍然可以来敬拜神
We can still come together and worship God
即使是大逼迫临到美国而且我们也知道逼迫已经在一步一步的在靠近他的教会
Even if great persecution come, and we know that persecution is already edging towards the church.
我们仍然可以聚会，我们在网络上面也能够聚会。
We can still meet and gather. We can meet and gather online.
但是另一方面
，But on the other hand,
当我们能够在这里一起来同心的来到这里来聚集的时候
，But when we can come together in unity,
我们要珍惜这个 home.
We want to treasure this home.
很多的弟兄姊妹为了这个 home, 为了这个家。有许许多多的摆上。
Many of our brothers and sisters have given up, have given much to make this place a home.
我前一段听说。
Previously, I heard.
这件事我听了以后非常感动。
After I heard the news, I was very moved.
弟兄姊妹知道吗？我们这个房顶上面是漏的。
If you don't know, we do have some leaks in the roof.
那上面有摆着这个盆呢、啊，是吧？大盆的桶啊，去接那个漏的雨水，不然的话就掉到我们头上来了。
In fact, there are buckets containing some of these drips. If not, they would gather and even break through the ceiling.
所以一下大雨的时候。
So whenever there's a torrential rain,
我们的执事就要跑到教会来。
Our deacon will come to the church.
就要去看看那个水，然后水满了，赶快去倒水。
We'll come to the building, check to see if the bucket's full. If the bucket's full, he's going to have to empty the bucket.
在这个家里面有很多很多弟兄姊妹的爱倾倒进来。
Within this home, there's much love that's been poured into it from brothers and sisters.
因为这是献给主的地方。
Because this is a place that has been offered to the Lord.
对圣殿和圣所，圣经当中给我们看到也有两重的意义。
And we also see that there are double meanings of the temple or the sanctuary.
以色列人他们非常的看重圣殿。
For the Israelites, they are very intense. They respect the temple a lot.
非常的看重圣所。
They revere the sanctuary.
到了新约当中。
Moving into the New Testament.
神进一步的启示我们。
We continue to be shown.
我们的身体就是圣灵的殿。
That our body is the temple of the Spirit.
我们的心就是至圣所。
That our hearts is the sanctuary.
若我们真正我们的身体是圣灵的殿，我们的心是圣所的话。
That if we regard intently that our body is the temple and our heart is the sanctuary.
当我们一同在这里聚集。
That as we come together.
这样一个原来是 Verizon 培训中心的这么一个大教室。
That it may be a classroom long time ago for a Verizon training center.
现在这个地方的意义不一样了，这个地方叫做 sanctuary。
But now the meaning has been transformed. It is now a sanctuary.
被分别为圣了。
That has been set apart and sanctified.
为主所用。
For the use of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们在教会的摆上。
That what we give up for the church.
彼此之间关系的建造。
In the building up of our mutual relationship.
信仰上面的晋升。
That in the deepening of our faith.
所有这些的无形的建造在神眼中看为宝贵。
That even though they may not be visible to the eyes, but this the Lord sees and finds it precious.
同时弟兄姊妹们。
At the same time, brothers and sisters.
我们在这个 church, 啊我们要加引号我们在我们的一个教堂教会圣所当中我们一切的摆上。
That within this building, within this four walls, whatever we've offered up.
为主悦纳。
May it be pleasing and received by the Lord.
好，我们下面看第二件。
So, looking at the second point.
谁的教会？
Whose church?
问题答案很简单， God's church, 对不对？神的教会。
It seems a simple answer, and that's God's church.
耶稣基督说，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
Jesus says that on this rock I will build my church.
所以我们把这个我的，我们把它特别的用大字号。
And so we see how we've made it an uppercase, this my church.
大家仔细去看新约圣经。
If we look closely into the New Testament,
多次的讲到神的教会，永生神的教会。
Oftentimes it speaks about the church of the everlasting living God.
教会是神的。
That the church belongs to God.
是属于主的。
Belongs to the Lord.
不是任何一个人的。
Is not anyone's.
不是刚才在台上这一群人的。
It does not belong to all who are just standing here on the stage.
啊，这个教会就是你们牧师长老执事的。
Yeah, this church is not the pastors or the elders or the deacons.
你知道在美国那个教会往往要注册。
Oftentimes we know that we have to register a church with the government.
注册呢就有这个 trustee.
Once you have an official registration, you are going to have the trustees.
那当年我们教会注册的时候，我一签字，这手发抖啊。
So that previously my church, when I had to sign my name on, I was quite nervous, I was shaking.
为什么手发抖呢？
Why were my hands shaking?
如果出了问题要去坐牢的。
Because if there's anything that goes wrong with the church, I'm bound for the jail.
但是不是单单只是那几个 trustee.
But it's not just for the trustees.
这个教会是神的。
That this church belongs to God.
好了。这个没有问题，大家都知道。但我们还要继续往下看。
So that we know, but we are to take it further.
教会又是我们的。
You can also say that it is our church.
其他千万要注意，这个地方不是很骄傲的在那里说，这是我的教会。
But we have to note that we're not saying it with arrogance, not saying that this is my church.
而是很谦卑的说。
But that we're saying it with humility.
前一段时间有一次在一个这个微信群社交媒体的这个群里面。
There was a conversation on WeChat.
那么呢，有看到有一位牧师在那里写。
There was a pastor who wrote on it.
那个牧师我不是太熟。
I'm not very familiar with that.
然后他就写了一句话，他就说我的教会怎么样怎么样。
So he wrote, my church and so this and that.
然后立刻就有弟兄姊妹，反正在网上大家都不认的哈。
And so there were responses from brothers and sisters, even though they do not know one another.
然后这个回复挺不客气的，你怎么能说是你的教会呢
？And some of the replies were pretty blunt.
这个教会是神的教会。
How can you say that this is your church? This is God's church.
你这个牧师说教会是你的教会，这个态度就不端正。
When the pastor you're saying that this is my church, that is not the proper attitude.
哎呀，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
如果他很骄傲说这个教会属于我，这不对。
Of course, it's wrong if we are to say it arrogantly.
但是我从另外一个角度看。
But from a different perspective.
每一个基督徒应该说这个教会是我的，对不对啊
？All Christians are to say that this church is mine.
不能教会是我们的。
It's not just that the church is ours.
神也是我们的。
That God is ours.
主是我们的。
That our Lord is ours.
父是我们的。
That Father is ours.
是不是啊
？Isn't it?
我的主，我的神。
It's like my Lord, my God.
我的天父。
My Father.
大家看吗？主耶稣在这里讲啊。
If we look into Scripture.
乃是我在天上的父指示的。
But this is my Father who in heaven has made known to you.
耶稣啊，你已经降世为人在地上了。
That Jesus has been word made flesh.
可别这么骄傲啊。
Do we tell Jesus, oh, don't be so arrogant.
那就说是你的父啊。
And you have to say, how can you say this is my Father?
我们不会这样说，对不对啊？
But that's not what we're going to say to the son.
但一个小孩子说这是我的爸爸，这是我的妈妈。
That when we say this is my father, my mother as a child,
表明这样一种亲密的关系。
It is representative or reflection of an intimate relationship.
现在教会是我们每一个人的。
So the church is ours, each and every one of us.
巴不得在教会里面没有一个人是做客人，我指的基督徒。
Such that, praying.Hopefully that within the church, no one's a guest.
我们对教会都能有这样一种的归属感。
As Christians, we have a sense of belonging.
都能有这样一种主人翁的态度。
That we have a sense of ownership towards the church.
你知道，如果要是我是在这里做客人的
，Imagine this, if we're here only as guests.
跟我没大关系。
This place really, this home has really nothing to do with me.
这个态度不一样。
That's a very different attitude.
我们以前从中国来呢，在中国是这个。公有制大锅饭是吧？以前。
So a long time ago in China, what we do is that we were able to share just a pot of a food.
所以讲话一切都是怎么样？全民所有啊，我们大家都是主人翁。
So we say that everything belongs to everyone. We are all owners.
但实际上呢，没有一个人有这种主人翁的责任感。
But yet at the same time, we do not carry with us this sense of responsibility as an owner.
说是公家的
Even though we're saying that this belongs to all.
情分不是那么回事
But in the actual practice, it wasn't so.
我记得我在小时候看一个电视剧
I remember watching this TV drama when I was younger.
那个电视剧里面有个细节很有意思
There was a very interesting detail in that drama.
一个老大爷，农村的老大爷，他就用那种这个盗劫呀，然后就绑这个笤帚。
There was a patriarch in a village, and he was tying together or trying to tie together a bundle.
然后就拿到市场上去卖。
And he was going to sell that bundle in the market.
然后到市场上去卖呢，然后这个就来了一个穿着中山装的一个，看着有点像吃公家饭的人。
And so someone from the market was dressed very well in the traditional Chinese outfit, and he looks like he's someone of prominence.
然后呢，就这个在他这里挑这个笤帚，说是要给单位去买。
And so he was saying that, I'm going to buy this for the government unit. I'm going to buy your bundle.
一下要买很多的这个笤帚。
And he's going to buy lots of these poles for the unit.
然后就说你这个条数比较贵呀、啊、等等。
They're saying, oh, but you know, this is quite expensive.
后来虽然老人家给他要开一个这个收据，把那个价格要把它那个膨胀了起来。
In the end, the elderly or the patriarch of the village was asked to put it down a receipt, but it's also to inflate the price.
然后呢，这个老人家讲一句话，我直到现在都几十年了，我还印象特别深。
So decades later, I still have a very vivid memory of what this elderly said.
他说了一句什么呢？
What did he say?
他说我这个条数很结实。
He said that the poles that I have, these are very sturdy ones.
因为公家的东西啊，没有人用起来爱惜。
The reason why it keeps getting destroyed is because there's no treasuring of what this is by the officials.
我印象很深很深。
It left a deep impression in my mind.
我们从国内知道都晓得这个背景。
So for both of us, we've come from mainland China. We know of this background.
国家政府掌管一切了。
We see that the country's government controls all.
公家的东西是没人爱惜的。
And so when something is an official government property, actually no one really treasures it.
教会不一样。
But the church is different.
教会是我们大家的。
But the church is ours.
我们有一份真正的归属感，而且我们有一种真正的主人翁的态度。
That we have a true sense of belonging and a true sense of ownership.
我就听一位老传道人说。
I've received this from an experienced pastor.
这个在新泽西和纽约那边牧会的林三刚老弟兄，有人可能知道他，已经九十多岁高龄。
And this brother Lin, who is over 90 years old, he ministers in the Jersey area.
他说什么？
What did he say?
他说如果要是我给自己家里买东西，
saying if I'm to buy things for my own home,
差不多就可以了。
Oftentimes, as long as I can make it, it makes it.
精打细算的。
And so he's very calculative when it comes to his own home.
他有十个孩子。
He has 10 children.
所以家里日子过得也不是，也是不是那么宽裕。
And so he's not necessarily financially well-to-do.
但是他说，我跟弟兄姊妹讲，我们若是给教会买东西。
But he said, when I'm sharing with brothers and sisters and saying that if we are to buy something, to purchase something for the church,
我们就买那个最好的。
We have to buy what is the best.
当然不是那个奢侈的。
But it's not luxurious.
因为我把最好的献给神。
Because we have to offer up what is best to the Lord.
而教会里面的每一样，我们大家都好好的爱惜。
And so it is for every single item in the church, we are to treasure it.
这是叫做主人翁的态度。
That this is a sense of ownership.
如果我们要是哪一位弟兄姊妹，包括我们在网络上听到的，你说我还不是 CCMC 的会员。
For anyone who is still not yet a member of CCMC.
那我请弟兄姊妹一定要来参加。
I ask that brothers and you come and participate.
我们网络上面就有我们的会员申请表格。
That online in on our website we do have a membership form.
你知道有的时候个别的这个情形之下。
There are times when under very specific situations.
有的时候有弟兄姊妹说。
There are brothers and sisters who say.
反正这个每个教会都是属神的。
That you know the church belongs to every church belongs to God.
所以呢，反正在这个教会也可以，在那个教会也可以。
So I can be with this church or I can be with that church.
但是呢，在每个教会都是做客。
And yet ending up to be a guest to every single church.
这个呢，就稍微有一点美中不足。
And so this is something that is deficient.
到最后，我们一定要落实到说，这个是我的教会。
We have to come to a point where we say this is my church.
好，我们继续往下看。
Let us carry on further.
我们今天讲建造教会。
So we're talking about building up the church.
谁来建造？
Who is building it?
答案当然也很简单了。
Again, the answer is simple.
神嘛。
God.
耶稣自己讲，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
Jesus says, on this rock, I will build my church.
一定是神在建造。
It is definitely building up by God.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，
If unless the Lord builds the house,
建造的人就枉然劳力。
The laborers labor in vain.
若不是耶和华看守城池，
Unless the Lord guards the city,
看守的人就枉然警醒。
The watchman watches and stay awake in vain.
圣经当中同样多次讲到是神在亲自建造。
We see oftentimes frequently that in the scripture it tells us that it is God who builds.
好，我们再来也是同样，我们看得整全一点。
And let us look at it more holistically.
绝对是神在建造。
It definitely is God who's building up.
在圣经当中给我们看到另外一个方面。
And at the same time, scripture gives us another dimension.
刚才我说，若不是耶和华建造城池，对吧？
Earlier we said, unless the Lord builds the house and the city.
那么这个地方呢，我们知道尼希米记这个建造城墙啊，我们常常讲说是建造这个属灵的城墙。
So we understand that when Nehemiah was building up the wall, he's also constructing the city walls of spirituality.
这里他们是怎么说的呢？
What is recorded?
尼希米跟大家分享神伸的手怎样来帮助他。
Nehemiah was sharing how God was blessing his hands.
波斯王怎样下令他可以回来来这个重修建造。
And how the Persian king was blessed him to come back to Jerusalem to build.
然后以色列百姓听了非常得鼓励。
And the Israelites, upon hearing such news, they were very encouraged.
然后他们都回复省长尼希米了。
And they responded to Nehemiah.
太好了，感谢赞美神。
That's great, wonderful, praise the Lord.
让神来建造吧。
Let God build this.
他们怎么说的？
But what did they actually say?
我们起来建造吧。
Let us rise up and build.
哥林多前书三章第十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 10.
我照神所给我的恩。
According to the grace of God.
好像一个聪明的工头。
As a wise master builder.
立好了根基。
I have laid the foundation.
有别人在上面建造。
And another built on it.
下面请大家注意，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
And something we are to take notice is this next line. Let each one take heed how he could build up.
不错，是神在建造。
Indeed, it is God who builds.
但神是通过你，通过我在建造。
But He is also building through you, through me.
而你和我也是倚靠神的能力，不是靠自己的力量血气，倚靠神的能力，我们尽上责任来建造。
That you and I, we are not dependent on our flesh, but we are dependent on God for the strength to build up.
谁来建造？
So who is building?
Everyone.
每一个人，
每一个人，我们都要来，大家一起同心的建造。
That everyone's to come together and build up in unity.
刚才我们已经讲了。
Earlier we've mentioned.
千万不要再有任何一个弟兄姊妹说。
Let us not say this ever again.
这个教会不是我的。
That this church is not mine.
啊，是你们牧者长老执事的。
That it is the pastors or the elders or the deacons.
或者我们从一个属灵的角度说，这个教会是神的，所以不是我的。
Or we go hyper spiritual and we say, no, this is God's, not mine.
神已经交给你了。
God has entrusted the church to
交给我，交给我们大家了。
Us, me.
好的，我们继续往下看。
Carrying on further.
这一点很重要。
This is a critical point.
任何的建造一定要根基。
Any construction requires a foundation.
这个盖房子呢，这个根基是特别特别的重要，而且要花很多的钱。
And when we're building, the foundation is especially important and oftentimes the most costly.
咱们这个南方北卡这边我不太了解。
So with the south, with North Carolina, I'm not quite familiar with the construction here.
在纽约上州那个地方。
But we know that in upstate New York,
绝大部分的房子都有这个地下室。
Many of the houses would have basements.
啊，因为它有一个冻土层。
有一个什么？
啊，冻土层。
Frozen
soil.
Oh, because there's the thermal frost.
那么呢，所以他就要把往底下挖。
And so they have to dig into the ground.
啊，这个根基它建的好不好
？How well the foundation is constructed
是极其的重要。
Is especially important.
后来我家这个在12年的时候，我们当时对不起，说我家这个建一个房子。
So when we were building our own home.
那么呢，这个当时教会有个弟兄他会打这个 deck.
And so we had a brother who knows how to construct a deck.
那我呢是很不 handy.
I'm not a very handy person.
那我就跟着他一起来这个这个建这个 deck.
So I was trying to put together this deck alongside him.
然后这个也是要挖很深的这个洞。
We have to dig deep into the ground.
啊，那个纽约上周底下很多的那个石头啊，特别难挖。
But with the upstate New York, it's actually quite the rocky strata, which is very difficult, makes digging very difficult.
啊，我们开始租那个 auger 不行，后来要租一个那个就是人控制那个车子，嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟往下去打。
So we tried different kinds of mechanics, and it just did not work out.
然后那个弟兄特别认真。
Our brother though was very very serious about this task.
另外一个来帮忙的人开玩笑。
Was coming to help, and was another was making giving a tease.
他说一定要往下打，你看这个数字我也忘了，36还是多少寸？他说你往上面多堆点土，然后这个深度就够了嘛。
He said, "Well, we're trying to achieve a certain depth, right? So why not we just build up the soil level and then make that the depth?"
比如说不行，你这个根基如果不够的话。
The brother who was fully on this construction said that cannot work. Because if you do not have a solid foundation, your deck is going to collapse.
Yeah. 所以弟兄姊妹们，我们到底教会建造的根基是什么？
So what is this foundation that we as a church are building?
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Simon Peter replied, you are the Christ, the son of the living God.
因为前面主耶稣有问他们嘛，说人说我人子是谁。
Because Jesus was previously asked the disciples, "But who do you say that I am?"
西门彼得快人快语就回答了这句话。
And so with Simon Peter, who is always very quick to answer, he says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
耶稣呢就跟他说，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
And Jesus says, "Well, you are Peter, and I'm going to build on this rock."
直到今天，天主教认为说彼得就是教会的根基。
So this day, the Roman Catholics believe that Peter is that foundation.
根据就是因为 Peter 是 rock.
And the basis is that Peter, in Greek means the rock.
所以耶稣说把我教会建在磐石上，指的就是彼得。
And so when Jesus says I'm going to build a church on this rock, it refers to Peter.
但是其实我们仔细稍微的钻研一点点这个原文的话呢，彼得是那个小石头。
But if we look further into scripture and into the original construction, Greek construction, we see that Peter is the mini rock.
那么建造在这个磐石上指的是个大石头。
But yet the foundational rock is a big rock.
更何况我们知道彼得后面还曾经有三次不认主，在教会当中还曾经随手装甲，曾经有很多的问题出来。
We also know that Peter later on had a slew of issues, including denying the Lord 3 times.Or even separating himself from the Gentiles.
当然了，神大大的使用祝福彼得，他是耶稣的大门徒。
But we do know that yes, the Lord did greatly bless Peter.
但是在这个时候，当耶稣讲出这句话来的时候，不是指的是那个彼得。
But when Jesus was saying that there is the rock, he was not referring to Peter.
而是彼得口中那一句伟大的宣告。
But it was on this.Grand proclamation from Peter.
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
That you are the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
以弗所书第二章第二十节。
In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20.
讲到教会建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
It speaks of the church being built on the foundations of the apostles and the prophets.
什么叫使徒和先知是教会的根基？
But what does that mean to have the apostles and prophets as the foundations?
是使徒和先知他们所传讲传递的这个真理。
And that would be the truth that is proclaimed by the apostles and the prophets.
哥罗西书一章二十三节。
In Colossians chapter 1.
说只要你们在所信的道上来恒心。
In verse 23 says that if we are to continue in the faith grounded and steadfast.
根基稳固。
That we are to have a solid foundation.
是指的我们所信的道。
It refers to the word of faith.
这个是我们的根基。
That is our foundation.
不是那一个单单那个人是根基。
It's not referring to just a person.
耶稣基督是房角石。
We know that Jesus Christ, he is the chief cornerstone.
使徒先知所传递的真理是根基。
And the truth that has been relayed.By the prophets and the apostles, that's the foundation.
你看这句就明白了。
And if we look at this particular verse we will understand.
马太福音七章二十四节，主耶稣讲的这个比喻。
In Matthew chapter 7 verse 24,
耶稣说：“凡听见我这话，就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。”
Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
主的话是根基啊。
The word of the Lord, that is the foundation.
大使命大家都非常的熟悉。
We are familiar with the Great Commission.
从很多的角度可以来讲大使命。
From, we are able to address the Great Commission from different angles.
前不久在中国福音大会上面。
Previously during a missions conference.
那么我有分享几堂的这个专题。
I shared a few workshops.
其中有一堂专题讲到从这个大使命和大诫命看大选之后的教会和信徒。
One particular workshop was for me to address what is of the church post-election and post-pandemic from the perspective of the Great Commission and the Great Commandments.
在大使命当中有一句话相对来说我们比较容易忽略。
There is perhaps a particular element in the Great Commission that we may often have oversight.
我们大使命知道大使命不是单单只说传福音传福音而已。
We know that with the Great Commission is not just to proclaim the gospel.
大使命是领人做主门徒。
That the Great Commission is to bring people to become disciples of God.
因为整个大使命当中唯一的一个动词就是 make disciples.
Because the one primary verb, well, the only verb in the Great Commission is to make.
那我记得去年来和去年还是前年，脑子不行，和大家分享的时候，曾经有讲过这个大使命。
So sometime when I came and shared with all of you, I did address the Great Commission.
那么在二十节的时候有一句话是什么呢？凡我所吩咐你们的。
In verse 20, it talks about we are to observe all things, or that all things that God, Jesus has commanded us.
哇，这个是大使命的一部分。
That this is an aspect of the Great Commission.
所以大使命还不单单只是向人传福音，带他做决志祷告。
And so, with the Great Commission is not just to proclaim the gospel, lead people in commitment prayers,
当然要带人做主门徒，但带人做主门徒也不单单只是我教你怎么向人去传福音，怎么在教会里面侍奉，怎么去领会领师等等。
And to make disciples is not just to teach them how they can also proclaim the gospel or how they are to serve in the church.
耶稣说：“凡我所吩咐你们的。”
Jesus says, "For all that I've commanded you."
大家还记得前不久我们所背的经文吗
？Can you remember a particular memory verse that we're called to memorize?
凡耶和华所吩咐摩西的，约书亚没有一样懈怠不行的。
For all that Moses has commanded, there was not one that Joshua did not attend to.
主的话语是根基。
The word of the Lord is the foundation.
我们常常说我们持守一个基督教的保守主义。
And so we would say that we are oftentimes to safeguard a Christian conservatism.
我们这个保守主义不是社会保守主义，不是经济保守主义，不是财政，不是那些的保守主义。
The conservatism that we are addressing here is not the worldly kind. It's not on the social or the economical type.
那些你可以这样看，可以那样去看。
Perhaps those we can look from different angles.
今天我们作为神的儿女，我们今天到底保守的是什么
？But as children of God, what are we conserving?
我们保守的就是这句话。
What we are conserving is this verse.
凡我所吩咐你们的。
That for all that I've commanded you.
我们没有办法去挑。
That we are not able to nitpick.
这一句话我比较喜欢。
I do endear myself to this particular statement.
耶稣，你的这句吩咐已经不合时宜了。
If we are to cherry pick, we might go to Jesus and say, "Well, what you commanded us is kind of out of step with the times."
主耶稣，我们要与时俱进。
That we are to progress with the times.
两千年了，圣经永远不变。
But no, over the course of 2,000 years, there's no change to the Lord's words.
大使命永远不改。
There's no change in the Great Commission.
不管这个世界怎么变化。
No matter how the world changes.
我们要保守圣经的全备的教导，每一句话。
That we are to conserve each and every statement of the Bible, the whole and perfect truth.
就在这。一两天我们收到一个消息。
So over the course of the past two days, I received the news.
刚才在祷告的时候，我们在场的也有弟兄有执事在为此祷告。
And during the prayer of the churchwide prayer earlier, we have deacons who pray for it also.
美国众议院的领导人在2021年新年伊始公布了国会的一个规则方案的新版本。
There has been an announcement by the senators, on a particular something. I'm too technical. I can't.
Sorry. A house rule.
A house rule.
这项提案说要使用性别中立的语言。
Oh, this is to that there can they must have a neutral, a gender neutral address within the addresses of the house.
取消父亲、母亲、儿子、女儿等性别用语。
That there's to be a cancellation of the terminologies that are gender based, such as father, mother, son, and daughter.
这是一个非常非常正式的提案，要把这个 Code of Official Conduct 给它改掉。
That the House is now proposing a change to this Code of Conduct.
这是国会啊。
This is the House.
以后所有这些，包括兄弟、叔侄、姑母、阿姨、nephew、husband、father-in-law、mother-in-law、daughter-in-law 这些全都不可以用。
So it includes all addresses that are gender-based, including uncles, aunts, nephews, nieces, and so on and so forth.
都要改成 parent, child, sibling, 这个 sibling's child, parent-in-law, child-in-law, 等等的 sibling-in-law.
All are to be changed to gender-neutral terms, such as parents or siblings, or and so on and so forth.
凡是涉及性别的都给它取消。
Anything that is gendered involved is to be canceled.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
如果我们是出于风俗文化习惯等等这些
，If we are to come from a point of habits or culture，
我们站在一个保守的立场上面
，And we stand on the side of being conservative，
大家注意，没准过几年、过个十几年、二十几年，我们就习惯了。
Well, with no doubt, if we're to just embrace it, we'll get used to it in 10 years, 20 years。
因为风俗、习惯、文化这个这些东西，如果没有信仰根基，它会飘移不定的。
Because with traditions as well, with traditions and culture, if there's no grounding in truth, it's going to sway.
你去看看现在的中国大陆。
If you look into the modern day China,
未婚同居已经不算事儿。
That cohabitation is a daily occurrence.
现在对这个同性恋的态度已经都非常的开放。
And it's also now an opening attitude towards homosexuality.
这是一个原来亚洲的一个文明古国传统文化。
So China used to be a nation of civility in Asia.
但是若是我们站在一个圣经真理的一个立场和价值观念上面。
But if you are to stand from the point of Christianity, from the perspective of the Bible,
我们就说这是一件背道的事情。
We would say that this is something that goes against the truth.
我们就永远不会动摇。
And that we, if that's the case, we will not be shaken.
我现在还记得2013年的时候。
I remember in 2013.
那次和很多弟兄姊妹到美国首都华盛顿去参加一次大游行。
I remember going on a march that was held in the capital, Washington, D.C.
维护传统婚姻。
That is to preserve the traditional definition of marriage.
因为当时美国最高法院要去听这个加州八号提案，保护一男一女婚姻的八号提案。
Because at that time the Supreme Court was going to receive motion 8 that was put out.
这是一个基督教组织这个呼吁大家去的。
And so this march was called upon by a Christian organization.
那其中有件事情呢，我印象很深。
There was something that left me with a strong impression.
大家游行以后到最高法院，然后又回来，然后在这个 mall 就是那个大广场那个地方，然后就有很多人开始上台演讲。
So we made the march towards the Supreme Court, then made a turnaround back towards the mall, and there were many people who then went on to a stage to begin to give speeches.
也有牧师上台去祷告。
There were pastors who went on to pray.
然后呢，上来一位男士。
Then came on.A gentleman.
他张口第一句话
，the first statement that he made.
大家都觉得有点惊奇
，we're quite surprised.
因为这是维护一男一女婚姻的这个传统，这个基督徒的游行。
Because this is a march that has the agenda of preserving the one man, one woman traditional Christian marriage.
这位男士站到台上对着麦克风第一句话说 I'm a gay.
And so this person who went on and he, the first statement that says I'm gay.
第二句话说我反对同性恋结婚。
And the second thing says I oppose to gay marriage.
哦，大家就给他鼓掌，就是说阿们。
And so many people applauded him and said amen.
你听他这个分享字里行间，哦，你明白原来他是一个基督徒。
And so when you hear his entire testimony, you know that he's actually a Christian.
若是我们能够站在圣经的立场上不动摇。
If we are to stand grounded on God's truth and we are not shaken.
保守住从主耶稣基督从神传下来一代一代传到我们这里的圣经真理。
That we are to preserve this truth that has come from Jesus and preserved through the generations now to us.
那我们就不会被这个世界的风俗。
Then we will not be impacted or affected or swayed by the traditions of the world.
甚至包括我们自己里面这个肉体的力量。
Including the power of the flesh that's still in us.
所动摇。
And will not be shaken by it.
所以我们来看我们的结论。
So let's look at our conclusion.
到底什么是建造？
What is building?
跟随主的带领。
Is to follow the Lord's guidance.
依靠神的力量。
To rely on His strength.
扎根他的话语。
To be rooted in His word.
每位圣徒参与。
And that every saint is to join in.
我们来同心建造他的教会。
They were to build up His church.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊。
O Lord.
你说这教会是永生神的家。
You say that this church is the house of the living God.
也是真理的柱石和根基。
That this is the foundation of truth, the bulwark of truth.
你的话语是教会的根基。
That your word is the foundation of the church.
教会也要做真理的柱石。
That we are also to be the foundation of the church.
因为今天世俗之风吹来吹去。
That there are these winds that come from the world.
这个世界和社会在加速的堕落败坏。
That this world as well as the society, the speed of regression is great.
我们建造教会不是单单只是给我们自己建造一个温暖的家。
When we are building up the church, it's not just to build for ourselves a warm home.
我们建造教会是为了主真理的缘故。
But that we are building it because, for the sake of the Lord's truth.
是为了这个越来越黑暗堕落的社会和世界。
Therefore, this, it is for the world that is stepping ever more quickly into a state of corruption and rebellion.
教会仍然能够像一个明光来为主照亮。
That the church will be the light shining brightly in days of darkness.
吸引那些饥渴慕义的人来归向你。
To draw those who thirst for righteousness to you.
让我们的教会靠主恩典好好建造。
That by the Lord, by God's grace, you will help us to build up.
大家同心的来建造。
That together in unity will build up.
每个人都把这个教会当成自己的家来建造。
That everyone will regard this as their home and build it up.
永远不在主自己的话语上面有丝毫的动摇。
That we are not shaken in any form or shape, on the Lord's words.
即使当整个世界与基督为敌。
Even if the world goes up against Christ.
求主施恩怜悯我们。
O Lord, may you have mercy on us.
帮助我们。
Help us.
加强你教会的力量。
That you will empower us.
祝福你教会弟兄姊妹们同心的建造。
That you will bless our brothers and sisters to build up in unity.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
By the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.